There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You
funny
scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that tries to slay the Dragon Con, but inevitably falls flat on her face. And yep. Joining me, as always, is Lee. You just can't fight that dragon.
Yep. No, you can't fight the dragon, because you know what? The dragon... They breathe fire, John.
Yes, it's weird unless you have that asbestos, and then you've got all sorts of other problems. You know, it's ever since they've eliminated the asbestos chainmail, things have just gone horribly wrong.
And they're bigger than we are. They're much bigger.
Yes,
and they fly.
Yes.
Yeah, it's sad. Okay, so did you see the guest announcement?
I did not see the guest announcement. Which guest announcement are we talking about? There's been lots of them.
There was one just recently. This will tell you when we're doing all this. But there was one just recently that John Cusack
Yes,
is
in fact,
going to be coming to Dragon Con.
Yes.
Yes, so that's kind of exciting. Yes.
And it's funny they said that we have no idea what track to put him on, but, you know, he's coming anyway.
I'll help
with some tracks. Sure, I'll find some tracks for him.
Lee's good
at making excuses for something to fall into her track.
I will totally figure out how, but I help. No, sorry. That is that terrible, terrible shake and bake commercial. But yes, no, that would be awesome. And no, so I think that's going to be great. And that's kind of cool. I mean, that's very, very different. We haven't had anybody like that before, so that mm-hmm. should be really cool.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is very cool. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you first.
I was going to say, we got a couple of... is that it for the guest announcements, first of all?
That's it for the guest announcements
now. Big guest announcement. Okay.
Yeah.
We did get a couple of emails in.
Ooh, yay!
Yeah, and let's see. Dusty, hey, listen, this time I didn't say the last name.
Dusty, yay! Didn't say last name. We're so
he's been I'm assuming it's a he. Could be a she. I don't know. Whatever. This person has been attending the con for a few years and is always looking to try something new each year. This year, I wanted to try volunteering. I was wondering what is the best way to get into specific tracks. I know we talk about this all the time. I know that registration security are always looking for people, but it isn't something I think I'm comfortable with. X-Track. Oh, hey, Trek, those types. Thanks for reading and love the show. It's part of my yearly ritual for con now. Thank you, Dusty. Second of all, I know we talk to the directors all the time. Lee, I'll let you go ahead and take it, obviously. And then once our guest gets here, we'll go ahead and ask her.
Yeah, we'll add that. But I think one of the biggest things is that if you are interested in a specific track, start talking to that track like this year for potentially next year. Mm-hmm. Most of us are already booked. I mean, we already have all the people we need. And what we want to know about you is not just that you're a fan of the shows, but what do you bring as a volunteer? So, you know, have you volunteered with other groups? Have you volunteered at other cons and things like that? Because unfortunately for many of us, we get a lot of people who are like, oh, I'm really interested in X, Y, or Z. And then we get them on our tracks and then they don't show up like they should. So we want to talk to you about that and see and figure out what would be best for you. The first year, I would always say volunteer for something kind of overall Dragon Con-ish if you've never done a con before. So, you know, look at the idea of what is, you know, security is, as we said, always good. Registration, always good. Security will always need people. They will need people up to the day of the con, and even then. So
yeah, and sometimes they even meet in the day after con. It's weird.
Even the day after con, yeah. Thursday, Friday, we'll still need people. So if that's what you're interested in, if you bring a special skill set, tech ops and AV are always looking for things like that. So, you know, start talking to those directors now. All of our names are on the Dragon Con site and see if you're interested. But, you know, I would ask, you know, for somebody who also has, you know, has orcs and dragons and other things as their personal, you know, their security for their track. Security, what really do they look for? So, Jennifer, what do you look for in a volunteer?
So what I look for in a volunteer is, you know, like you said, I want someone who's reliable, someone that I know will be there when I expect them to be there. I look for people who have a broad range of skills. I look for people who are panel moderators. I look for people who are organized, people who are attentive to details. I look for people who have a wide range of interests that relate to the track. On the high fantasy track. So I look for people who like multiple high fantasy properties. So not just Shannara, not just Tolkien, but hey, if you like Game of Thrones, you like Wheel of Time, and you like Arthur and all of these things, then you would be a really good fit for the track. Because I like to have, I like people to be able to play different roles within the track.
Yeah, and so we should probably introduce our guest too, Lee.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you do that today.
Oh, okay. So joining us is an actually returning after a brief hiatus from the podcast is Jennifer, and she's in charge of the what is now titled and I guess is new the High Fantasy track at Dragon Con. Hey, how you doing, Jennifer?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
You're doing well. Yeah. So we mentioned that it is a new track, right? It's literally. It's out of the ashes from several other tracks, correct?
Yeah, it's a new track this year. It's combining things from things that had been previously their own track. So Wheel of Time, which is what I was the director of before, falls under this track. And then Tolkien as well, which was a track last year, but is not going to be moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
But it also encompasses some other properties like the Shannara Chronicles, the works of Terry Brooks, Game of Thrones and A Song of Ice and Fire, Brandon Sanderson's Cosmere series, King Arthur, anything that has elves and wizards and big swords and orphan boys and damsels in distress falls mm-hmm. into my track.
Yeah, so
and dragons
and unicorns and dragons.
So really it is all those things. Now it covers all areas of the media, right? So not just the yes. books.
Now so Yeah, it's not a media track. It's not a literature track. It is very much about the genre.
Gotcha.
So whatever format that genre takes, I get to play with it. So we do books. We do movies. We've talked about doing video games. We've talked about doing board games because I'm kicking myself right now because I didn't think of this until a couple weeks after the schedules were already locked. But I really should have done a panel on The Legend of Zelda. Because that is a video game series. I'm like, oh, damn it.
Yeah, you could have crossed over with, Kevin on that.
Yeah, Kevin
would love to do that.
Talk about like the mythology of Zelda and like come at it from a different direction, like treating it like a high fantasy story, which it really is. It's just kind of a weird one because you play through it and there's no continuity ever.
Now, forgive me because I'm not 100% sure this is still accurate, but there still is a literature track for fantasy, correct?
Yes. Charlotte Moore runs the fantasy literature track. Mm-hmm. And so she focuses more on broad themes within fantasy. And she is limited in not a bad way, but limited to just the written words and not the media stuff. Fantasy media that doesn't fall under high fantasy is going to be in the American Sci-Fi and Fantasy Media track.
Great. So as you mentioned, you now have Game of Thrones, correct?
Yes.
And so it's though you don't focus specifically on the books come into play because they've been merged with there's a television show. I'm not sure if you're aware of this.
Really? What am I doing tomorrow night?
So obviously it plays into that, but then you might also see some of that same sort of programming as far as the literature track over on the literature track as well as being discussed as part of some other mm-hmm. thing, correct?
So the way we've sort of split things out is I focus specifically on the book series. So if we're talking about Game of Thrones, And we're talking about the books and we're talking about just that book series. If Charlotte wants to do a more broad-based theme, like what are the roles of dragons in fantasy, then she can touch on that, but she would also pull in things from other book series. So it's not off limits to her track, but it's, you have to kind of, it's not going to be specific. Like she used to do specific panels just on a game of, on the Song of Ice and Fire books. And you don't do that anymore.
Oh, that's that. Okay. That makes, okay. That makes more sense now. Well, hey, gotcha. Get it? Got. Yeah, okay. Anyway. Wow. Hey, Lee, help me out here. I'm drowning.
Well, see, here's the problem. I'm still not sure what books are covering. So I know like The Hobbit or The Lord of the Rings. I know the Game of Thrones books.
Right. A Song of Ice and Fire.
Books. Yeah, The Song of Ice and Fire.
Panara, Wheel of Time, Brandon Sanderson's Cosmere. Once and Future King would be one that we're going to cover this year.
Oh, okay. Yay. Okay.
I really want, we didn't have room in the schedule this year, but I want to do Beowulf next year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Mercedes Lackey's books would fall under my track. I'm trying to remember all the high fantasy authors. There's too many to name.
Well, I think that's the issue too. Is so the best way, if somebody is wondering if it's you or the fantasy literature, is kind of to look at the app when it comes out and say, okay, I'm looking for this topic and it's going to be here on the app or not.
Right.
So I think that may be the best way. If somebody's a little confused, like, oh, is this series I watched there or there? That's the best way to find it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, cool. So tell us, okay, so you were a track director for how many years doing Discworld? Not Discworld. I said Discworld. Wheel of Time. They're circular. Both of them are circular. a disc is circular. Wheel of Time, right?
Yeah. I ran the Wheel of Time track for probably 12 or 13 years. I kind of lost track.
Mm-hmm. And then that sort of folded and then moved over. What happened with it during?
So during my hiatus from Dragon Con, Wheel of Time went to the fantasy literature track because it is fantasy literature.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember when it was, but the senior directors from Dragon Con came to me and said, hey, we're making a high fantasy track and it's going to encompass these things. And it includes the Wheel of Time. Do you want to get back in the game or not?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, let me think about it. And it was really like being offered the One Ring is the way I thought about it. Yeah. It really was. Like,
I think that's good. Yeah, no, right. Yeah,
no, like I was enjoying having a break from Dragon Con, but I was also missing being involved in Dragon Con. I really, I like all of you guys. Like I miss going to meetings and things like that because they were always fun. I liked having a home base at Dragon Con and knowing like, okay, this is where I'm going to be all weekend and people are going to come see me here and I'll see everybody because they'll walk in this room and look for me. So I enjoyed being able to talk about my favorite book series for four whole days and have that. So it was, when I started weighing things, it was worth it to me to come back to Dragon Con because of all these intangible benefits you get from working on staff.
And you've always had your husband much as your kind of minion. Is he still going to be your minion or not?
He is still my minion. He's right next to me playing a game on his phone, but he's got his headphones in so he doesn't know I'm talking about him right now.
Okay. We won't tell him. I won't tell him. It's all right.
He'll find out later. I'll make him listen to this. Yeah.
So what did you do? What did you do during your hiatus?
So I did a couple of different things. One of them was, the track ended right before the last Wheel of Time book came out.
Yeah.
And so, that when you are like the head lady in charge of the Wheel of Time fandom and the last Wheel of Time book comes out, you get very busy for about a year or so. And so that took up a lot of my time, because I beta read the last three Wheel of Time books for Brandon Sanderson. And I also helped the publisher with the promotion of the series. We called them something different each time for each book that Brandon wrote. But we did volunteer assistants who would go to the book signings, and the publisher provided like cool Wheel of Time t-shirts for them to wear. And they would help with the crowd organization and keeping everybody like, you know, entertained while they were waiting for Brandon to sign things. Cause he signs fast, but he's still got to wait a little bit when you're getting your stuff signed. Mm-hmm. So there was stuff like that. I ended up having some travel related to that because I went to the book launch party in Charleston, which is where Robert Jordan was from. So that was fun. And then my other big project that takes up a good chunk of my what I laughingly call my spare time is I chair a fantasy literature convention here in Atlanta. It is not Dragon Con size by any means at all. We only have about 700 to 800 people attending. Mm-hmm. But it's called Jordan Con because we named it in honor of Robert Jordan. And it's, you know, still pretty focused on the Wheel of Time, but we do 8 tracks programming, only one of which is Wheel of Time programming. We have a track devoted to Brandon Sanderson's works. We have a fantasy track. We have a science fiction track. We have a board gaming track. We have a track called The Workshop, which is kind of like a make it and take it classroom kind of thing where you, like, I want to learn how to make a mask out of leather. So we'll have someone there to teach you how to do that. And you pay a materials fee and you get to take one home with you or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's been really, really fun running Jordan Con. We're coming up to Jordan Con 10 next year. So that's going to be a big deal for me.
And it wasn't that you were gone from Dragon Con. I still saw you in the parade. You were still wearing that very, very heavy outfit and sweating profusely every year.
Yes, I'm actually going to skip the parade this year. I feel like since I'm running a track, I can sleep in.
Good for you. Good for you.
But this is going to be the first time I've attended a Dragon Con and not been in the parade.
Oh,
I know. I'm going to be tired because the evening at Brie is the night before the Dragon Con, the parade. And so I've got to catch up after that. Those hobbits are going to wear me out.
So I'm glad you mentioned that. So what is that?
So the evening at Brie was the Tolkien Tracks big party that they did every night. Mm-hmm. Not every night, but every year at Dragon Con. And it's going to be really fun. Like we're really making sure that this is going to be a blowout year for Brie. Cause we want people to understand that Tolkien programming isn't going anywhere, even if it doesn't have a dedicated track anymore. So I've been working with some of the folks from the OneRing.net to put together a really awesome event. We're going to have live music. There's going to be a costume contest. There's going to be some fun little surprises and games and things like that, that I can't talk about because they're surprises. But
I want to see your hairy feet. If you're going in that costume contest, I want to see hairy feet.
I'm going to wear a prom dress because I'm going to be a little bit more casual. So I'm going to be in a prom dress.
Not you. I meant other people, but yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Not you. You do not have to. I don't think female hobbits have hairy feet.
I have no idea. That's something
I have no idea. That's a good question. Mm.
I should know this. I run the high fantasy track, but I don't.
We're going to have to find that out. Okay.
That's not one of those details I've ever needed to pay attention to before.
No. But I'm sorry, I interrupted. Keep going.
That's okay. But yeah, Brie is going to be fantastic this year, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Interestingly, I was doing a search to find out if female hobbits have hairy feet, and I started to type in, Google search, started to type in, do female hobbits, and I got to HOB, and it filled out the rest of it, have hobbits have hairy feet. And
always fun to know you're not the only one who wonders these things.
They still have the characteristic of hairy feet of hobbits. Yep. According to Lord of the Ring Wikia. So.
Oh, well, there we know now. All right. There you go. Right,
there we go. Well, that'll make the costume contest easier to judge.
Just look at the feet. Who paid attention to the details?
That's what we want to see, people. So you're doing the night at Brie. Are you doing anything else at night, or what else are you doing that's kind of like special in this way?
We're also going to do Hobbit Drinking Songs, which is another Tolkien track staple that is going to be really, really fun. It's going to be led by the Brobdignagian bards. I cannot say their names. Those guys are really cool, and they're going to sing some Hobbit Drinking Songs with us. And that is also another incredibly popular thing from the Tolkien track that we've carried over to the high fantasy track.
That's great. So is there, are there any other special events? Now, I know you also have some guests, obviously, but any other events before we get over to your guests?
A couple of the things that I want to highlight, we're doing a book club this year. We did a Facebook and we picked the Once in Future King as our book club book this summer. So a bunch of us have been reading the Once in Future King, and then we're going to get together at Dragon Con and we're going to do a discussion of the book. And I'm thinking about having it like as literature circles where like we pull chairs around in circles and like you get to talk to like five or six people about what you read instead of having it be a panel. I think that'd be more fun and it would help people make more friends and find people that they know at Dragon Con. So we're going to do that.
I love this idea. My mother is in a literary group in my hometown and she calls it the literary cirrhosis. Of course, I mean, that is a word, guys. It doesn't always mean liver cancer. I tease her. So if you're going to do that, if somebody does that, somebody at least should bring like a couple of cucumber sandwiches. It'll make me my little Southern heart.
Okay.
Take a picture.
We've got some, really good art programming too. Fantasy and art go together so well. Gary Gianni, who did the 2014 A Song of Ice and Fire calendar, is going to do a retrospective of his calendar art. And then David Wenzel, who did the comic book adaption for The Hobbit, is going to talk about his work as well. So we're going to have some art presentations.
Okay, so you're calling it A Song of Ice and Fire.
Yes.
Which is the first book, right?
No, The Song of Ice and Fire is what
the whole thing, right?
Series is called. Yeah. The first book in the series is A Game of Thrones. When they made the TV show, they wanted like a shorter, snappier title. And so they call the TV show A Game of Thrones. That's just the first book. Like, the sequel to it is A Clash of Kings.
Aha, she says. Thank you. That's what I needed to know. Thank you. There we go. So I was wondering why you were using both titles. I was like, I'm confused.
No, that's okay.
And I know people are like, why haven't you read them? I tried to read the first one, guys. I did. I really, really did.
It's really hard to even hold in your hand. The thing is, like,
it's very heavy.
You have to go to the gym, start working on your forearms.
I have little tiny hands. It's really, really big. I've read about 3/4 of it, and it was basically forcing myself to read it. It's not that it's not good. I think it's a very, very good book. It's just not my book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Stephen King fan, dude. I know how to read long books, so don't worry about that.
A lot of people have told me that it's not that it's a bad book. It's just not for me. Like my husband started reading the first one back when I was still in college. I think he'd graduated by then. But he started reading it and he's like, I can't do this. This is too dark for
me. Yeah, it is really dark. Saying that, even as a Stephen King fan.
I was going to say, even as a Stephen King fan, you're...
I know. I'm like, yeah.
I've read some Stephen King. Like, I read Stephen King's high fantasy book that's driving me, Dark Tower.
Yeah.
The Dark Tower.
Yeah. No, we're doing a panel on Arthurian references in the Dark Tower this year. It's going to be great.
Oh, nice.
I read the Dark Tower series and there's some dark stuff in there, but A Song of Ice and Fire, especially the most recent book that came out, there is some dark stuff where I put the book down. I'm like, I can't believe I'm reading this.
It's to each their own. Everybody likes what they like, which is great. And we have a whole track about that right now.
That's what awesome. Dragon Con's all about, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
So guests, what kind of guests do you have this year?
So we can pull either literature or media guests. So we've got some really great literature guests. We've got a big panel on Friday about what is high fantasy. And we've got some really big heavy hitter fantasy authors on it. Michael Livingston, Christopher Pellini, Sam Sykes, Catherine Kurtz, and Larry Dixon, as well as a lady named Susan Fitchelberg, who is a librarian who helps kids find the right book for them. So, of course, she's going to know what high fantasy is. And then we've got some other really good authors that we're working with. And then as far as media guests, they've only announced one for us. They're working on some others, and I can't talk about who they are yet, but they're going to be awesome. But Lena Headley was announced for our track a few months ago.
Yes.
So,
and she, of course, plays Cersei on this really tiny show that nobody ever watches.
And I think we're okay with that.
What's that again?
She might kill Anitas, and I think everyone's going to have to be okay with that.
Okay.
She can do whatever she wants.
Pretty much.
At this point,
yeah. I'm all right with it.
When they announced her, I asked my husband, and I was like, "What do we do with her?" And he's like, "Whatever she says to do."
Yeah, exactly.
And is she there for all days or just?
Just there for Sunday and Monday.
Sunday and Monday. Okay. Oh, Lee, you talked about John Cusack. Is he there for the whole weekend or is he just there for a couple of days as well? Do you know?
I have not seen yet. So I would think Saturday and Sunday, but I will try to find out and let people know.
Okay.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out this morning, like, if John Cusack is there, could I do something with him?
I was trying to figure out.
I know I did like a deep Google search. I was going through his IMDb profile, be like, what has he done? Is there any, like, did he make some kind of 80s elves and hobbit movie that nobody knows about? And I'm like, no, there's no high fantasy connection for him. So, oh, well, I can't use him.
Wait, there's no mazes and monsters somewhere?
No, I dug. Like the only genre thing, and I didn't dig as deep as I could have, but the only genre thing I saw was Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah.
That would put them on the wheel of not the wheel. I wanted to do it. Now I did it again on the whatever it's called. What's the time travel one? Track. Help me out here, somebody.
What,
Doctor Who?
No, the time travel track.
Old history.
Old history. Thank you. That's the word I was looking
for.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
On old history.
He's Q's guest. Q can have fun with him.
Yeah.
Why don't it's Q's Cusack. Anyway, I'm here all week. Enjoy the veal. What other panels do you have going this, or at least tentatively planned for? Because of course, all this is possible to change given any guest announcement or just any whim change at any time.
Yeah, we've got a panel about the. What is it called? The Shannara Chronicles. Mm-hmm. We're going to speculate on what the next season might be like. They completed the book in her season. So there are more books, but the next book in the series skips forward a generation. And it's about the children of the characters who were in the book that they adapted. And so they're not recasting anybody. So we're going to speculate on what happens next after the cliffhanger ending.
Mm. So it could be a Wonder Woman Steve Trevor in the 70s, 80s TV show kind of thing?
I have no idea.
We have no idea. Good speculation. Speculation is always fun.
I mentioned before that we're going to do a Dark Tower panel because Dark Tower is high fantasy and I will fight anybody who says otherwise. It is Stephen King's Lord of the Rings. It is his Hobbit. He said this in interviews that he intended it to be a high fantasy story, but.
Oh, it totally is. I mean, I'm sorry. Anybody who wants to argue this, come at me. Cause I'm a huge Stephen King fan.
I mean, Roland's gun is forged from Excalibur. I mean, how much more high fantasy can you get?
Well, I mean, Roland, the child is who he takes it from the epic poem, guys, mm-hmm. Trust me. I would also say there are some horror elements, but it's both. It is totally both. Yeah.
And I've been coordinating with other tracks that also can pull from the Dark Tower to make sure we're not all on the same time. But all of us did put our Dark Tower panels at 1900 hours. So if you've read the books, you understand.
Heck yeah. I'm assuming you have not forgotten the face of your father.
Nope, I have not.
And you do not shoot with your eye or your hand.
I kill with my heart.
There you go. Good girl. You know what you're talking about, folks. It's all right. We're good. We're good. Go to her panels. All right.
Speaking of going to her panels, how would people find you, given that we don't know where you're at yet?
So we're going to be in the Marriott in room 401, which is sort of in the back on one of the lobby levels. And I'm not great at describing where it is because I've only been in this room once before. So I've got to.
It's good. Here we go. Guys, go down the escalators. You know where that, I think it's a Kinko's or whatever it is, the business center there?
Yes.
It's behind that. It's behind the escalators. There you go.
There it is.
It's on the same floor as the escalator? As the escalator. As the
Same floor as like the bottom of the escalators, as I recall. But it's the one. X-Track was there for a while until they totally remodeled the Marriott. But it's basically behind the escalators. You will find it.
But it's on the same floor as the FedEx.
It's not hard to find. It's just sort of tucked away behind something. But it's right there. And there's going to be a big sign saying "Hi Fantasy" this way.
Yeah, as I recall, John, yes, it's on the same one as that FedEx or whatever it is on that level.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay, I got you.
But I can't remember if it's a FedEx or whatever, Kinko's or whatever it is, but yeah, it's right there.
So it wasn't most of the literature back there too? Is that where that?
A lot of the signings were back there for a while.
Ah, that's
too.
What it was.
So that might be what you're thinking of, yeah.
Yeah, because I always used to see a line going out, and so that must have been the signings.
Yeah, it was signings, yeah. Okay. Signings was there for a very long, and heck, they might be across from you now. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
We don't. We never know this.
I spent so much time in the Wheel of Time track for like 10 years of my life. I have no idea what else happened at Dragon Con.
No, right. We're track directors. We know where we are. We are very, very happy. We know how to get where we need to go. That's about it.
So, the first time I attended a Dragon Con and wasn't working the track anymore, I'm like, wow. There's a lot of people here.
Well,
there are 7,000 people around here. I didn't really believe it before because I never saw any.
So, to that end, what did you do at Dragon Con on your years off?
I wandered around a lot and looked at stuff. It's like, I've never seen any of this before. So I went around and took pictures.
Oh my God.
I went to panels for things that I didn't even know what I was looking at half the time. I'm like, one of my friends asked me to go to a panel for some show I'd never heard of. And I listened to the actors talk about their show. And I'm like, I don't know what they're talking about, but everybody really likes it. This is great. Like, I still have no clue what I was watching. But yeah, I saw friends. I stayed up late because I didn't have to wake up in the morning to go do the track anymore. It was fun. I went out to dinner and things like that.
Wow.
I know.
That's cool. And then you still decided to go back to being a director.
I did, because I really missed it. I might be a glutton for punishment.
Well, that's pretty awesome. So, again, we can find you. Where can they find you on the web? You know, what, do you have a, does the High Fantasy track have a Twitter account or anything like that?
We have a Facebook group because that's my comfort level when it comes to social media. And so if you go on Facebook and search for High Fantasy at Dragon Con, you'll find our group. And we also have an informational landing page on the Dragon Con website. So if you go on the Dragon Con website and look under tracks, there's a High Fantasy page where there's some information about us and what we're planning on doing.
Sweet.
And I'm sorry, I was on mute at one point. I was like, wait, you can go to a con and not work? Really? That's possible?
I was really shocked when it happened.
I'm kind of amazed by that idea because I'm like, I always want to help.
I have that problem too. Like I go to like some of the smaller literature conventions around Atlanta, and I usually end up either like on a panel for something or I'll throw like a room party. The last couple of years I was at Dragon Con because I just needed like some kind of structure in my day. I did a whole bunch of panels for Sue Phillips and sci-fi literature and Charlotte and fantasy literature just because I got. Oh, you need a moderator for this thing? I've read that book. I'll moderate it for you. And because they know me, they'd be like, sure, go ahead.
No, oh, that's cool. That's really cool. So you, even though you were out, you were still in.
It's really hard to be out. Once you're in and you have that level of involvement, like anything else is just kind of boring after a while.
It's the family, John. It's the family. as soon as you think you're going to get out, we pull you right back in.
I mean, you know, everybody works so hard and everybody's so appreciative of what you do. It's really hard not to be a part of it.
So let's remind everybody when your big parties are. It's Friday night. Is that right?
Yeah. Friday night is Evening at Brie.
Okay. And that's located where?
It's going to be in the Grand Ballroom West in the Hilton.
Okay. And what time does that start at?
We're going to start at 8:30 and we're going to roll probably until after midnight.
Okay. All right. And I imagine since the starting time is at the time it is, that it is suggested that parent your children, right?
Yeah. We do, because it's The Hobbit is really like a YA, like the originator of YA.
Right.
We do try to be family friendly. for a lot of our Tolkien related things. So that party will probably start off very tame and very family friendly. But when your kids get tired, go ahead and take them back to the hotel room because it might get a little sillier as the night goes on.
Yes.
I would tell you guys after 9:30, it's time for people under the age of about 16 to go night night.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hobbit drinking songs, when is that going to be? When is it tentatively scheduled for?
Hobbit drinking songs is Sunday at 8:30 as well, and it's going to be in the Crystal Ballroom in the Hilton.
Nice.
Awesome.
Okay.
Cool. So, John, we're done with this panel. We're done with this talk right now. Let's go.
So,
Jennifer, thank you so much.
Jennifer, I don't know if you've been listening, but every year, and I think you've been part of this, we like to play a little game at the end with our guests, and we usually like to have them play against Lee. By the way, the we in this case is me. So because I'm going to give you
evil man
this year. Yeah. It's basically, I'm going to give you a choice of three topics and you're going to pick one of them. And we're going to go three rounds. You'll pick one. Lee will pick the next one. And then you'll pick it again. And from that topic, the idea is you just name a thing. So if I was to say Marvel superheroes, you would say
Thor.
Okay.
Captain America.
Lee was Captain America. And just keep going back and forth as fast as you can until either one of you reaches 10 or one of you can't remember. And then the other person. Oh, you know, I've been forgetting, Lee. You're supposed to get two bonus points if one person fails out. So
I've already lost every game, John. So, can you not rub it
Jennifer,
in? Really?
Here's your choice of topics. We've got fantasy creatures that fly, named Disney princes or kings. And our franchises that have Egyptian gods.
Ooh. Let's go with Disney princesses for 500.
Princes. No, it's just for clarification. It's kings or princes. Princes. I may have said princes.
Oh, okay. Ooh, male characters. That's not as easy. Let's stick with that. I think I can still do it.
Okay, so named Disney kings or princes. And you will get to start. Hold on, let me get my little, where'd it go? There it is, the score pad. Although I probably know what the score is already. And we'll start with you, Jennifer. Go.
Eric.
Lee.
Prince Charming.
Okay. Jennifer.
The Sultan.
Lee.
Prince Charming from Sleeping Beauty. There are two. Fight me. There are two.
Okay, Jennifer. Say that again.
Sleeping Beauty is named Philip.
Oh, snap. I think I'm going to call the round right there.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, Jen gets two bonus points. Okay. All right, so Lee, here's your choices.
Shield.
Shield, Agents of Shield. Oh, no, wait, that's not in this one. Sorry. I thought that was there. I was holding the wrong piece of paper. Characters from Wheel of Time. Four fantasy authors. Or Discworld creatures?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
That's not one of the choices, unfortunately. I really looked for it. I couldn't find it. I'm sorry.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I know that piece of paper's on your desk, John.
Lee, you should have picked Wheel of Time because you're talking to a Wheel of Time character right now.
Sure, Wheel of Time.
Okay.
I like that one. Sure.
All right, Wheel of Time characters. Lee, you start.
Jennifer.
Ah, you guys say my book name. It's Kathana.
Yeah, that one. That one. I've not read the books.
Jennifer.
Randall Thor.
Lee.
The Wheel.
Count that.
Okay, sure. Jennifer.
Egwene Alvair.
Lee.
Time.
Yeah, it's like in every movie in the Ghostbusters movies, New York is also a character, right?
Heck yeah, baby. Heck yeah.
So time. Sure. Jennifer.
Matt Cathan.
Lee.
I hate John Boutel so much.
Is that a character?
Is that a character? I hate John Boutel. Is that a character? Because it should be if it's not. Just letting you know.
I'm going to have to buzz you on that one there, Lee.
Yeah, you are.
Jennifer, you want to just go ahead and say one more to rub it in?
rub it in? Sure. Paranabira.
Okay. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So much. By the way, I had to take, I had no idea because I haven't read the book either, but I'm assuming those are all correct. I'm sure we'll get an email if one of them was wrong.
The way someone wasn't expecting, but all my pronunciations were correct.
I'm sure they were. I believe her. Not me.
All right. So Jennifer, last round, fantasy. So we replay some of these categories. So we have fantasy authors, fantasy creatures that fly, or franchises that Egyptian gods appear in, rather.
Oh man, I have to pick?
Yes.
Let's do fantasy authors.
Fantasy authors. Okay, you start.
Robert Jordan.
Lee.
Anne McCafferty.
All right. Jennifer.
Tolkien.
Lee.
Stephen King.
Sure. Jennifer.
Guy Gabriel Kay.
Lee.
Ursula Gunn?
Sure. Jennifer.
Michael Livingston.
Lee.
Benicio del Toro? He helped write The Strand!
I'm going to give it to you just because I know that this is going to end how it's ending anyway. Jennifer.
Brandon Sanderson.
It's only been mentioned like 6 times during the podcast, but go ahead, Lee.
Gregory Maguire. The Wicked Stuff.
Good one.
Okay. It's Jennifer.
Terry Pratchett.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go. Lee.
Lovecraft.
Sure. I mean, obviously, yes, but Jennifer.
David Eddings.
Lee.
R. D. Candido guy. That guy. Maybe.
Jennifer. Sure. We'll give it to you. I already know that it's a foregone conclusion. So Jennifer.
Catherine Kurtz.
Fiona Staples Saga.
Jennifer.
Sam Sykes.
Lee.
I done. I know.
Jennifer, give me one more for 10.
Mercedes Lackey.
There we go. There's 10. All right, so the scores are. Let me add them up real quick. Lee, why don't you ask the location questions and whatnot again?
All right, last time. So you are where in the Marriott?
Room 401 behind the Kinko's.
401. We think it's behind the Kinko's. We know it's behind an escalator. And you have a social media presence on which major social media?
We are on Facebook. We have a Facebook group. At some point, I'll branch out and have other things. I use Twitter for work. So for me, it's like a work-only thing, and I don't think to use it for fun stuff.
I agree. I don't disagree. And you also have a DragonCon URL, but it's more of a landing page.
Yep.
There you go. Good
information.
And that's highfantasy.dragoncon.org, correct?
I think so.
Something that
like
sounds that, right.
Something like that. That's usually how it works.
It's on the Dragon Con website. Just go look for it.
Just come on, people. You can look. It's right there.
So the accountants at Smog Incorporated have sent back the numbers. And Lee, you got 12. That's awesome.
Yay!
Yeah.
12?
Yeah, that's Jennifer, much better than we thought. Jennifer, you got 24. So, you know, there is that.
That helps my competitive soul.
So if anyone would like to help me just kind of look at John evilly at Dragon Con and say, that's just mean, please do so. Please.
Hey, look, you get to pick a category too.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
You can find a piece of paper with my categories.
Until next time. For Jennifer and Lee, this is John saying... peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Dragons.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.